entre les cas. Liquid Entrepreneurship and Small Bars Daily Business. Welcome to the Entre Liqueurs, episode number 8. And episode number 8 will be the next EEE session, the Entre Liqueurs Experience Exchange. And I have Don. Don called in, and the voice, I recognize the voice. I know this Don, and I love him to this. Thanks for calling in, Don. And now we will shoot the question.
Hi, Jörg. This is Don. Thanks for your podcast. I have a question for you. How did you do the financing, especially during the time in the first couple of years at Le Lion, where you were not as successful as you now are? Where did you turn for additional funding, or who did you talk to get, you know, new resources, better prices, reduce the fixed costs, and so on and so on? Thank you.
Don, thanks for calling in. I guess we had three big steps at Le Lion where we needed kind of funding. And I think we did a little bit unusual, maybe, because I know you have a really big business background. You are a great guy in front of the bar, and I think you have a real cool business experience. So maybe this is different from how you guys do business. So first of all, it was 11 years ago when we started to found the company. We opened 10 years ago. And 10 and a half years ago or whatever, we founded the company. And first of all, we did it as a GmbH, which is a German limited. And for that, you need 25,000 euro. So it's me and my business partner, Rainer Wendt. He's the owner of Café Paris and a few more things going on in Hamburg and also in Brazil and funny things. So each of us paid 12,500 euro to found the company. And then we gave a little bit more extra in the company to give it a little bit more like money from ourselves. And we, for sure, we already knew that we guessed we needed around 200,000 euro to make this thing happen. So, honestly, my mother gave me a little bit of money, and the bigger one was my sister. Hello, Claudia, if you hear this, thanks a lot. I'm still paying for that. So they both gave me quite a lot of money, which is for sure a happy Jörg, lucky Jörg. But also, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like they can afford it. I mean, it was just a happy thing that Claudia had kind of a lot of money. So, and I'm really thankful that she was so into me and gave it to me, which is a real big thing. And my mother helped me out, because banks will not give you. I mean, at this point, I was in Hamburg. We did restaurants, we did bars, we did big event locations. We were not like unknown. We had 10 years of a kind of successful, some were very successful, some medium successful business background in Hamburg at this time doing hospitality. And banks would not give us money, I guess. And it's too complicated for me. It was too complicated to... It's always complicated if other people, you know, speak in the business. I mean, there's many pros, for example, doing a good, how you call it, business plan and things like that. Because you structure yourself, and banks want to for sure everything explained. But on the flip side, it's also lots of money and lots of work you have to put inside. And maybe it's just a very long, you know, it takes a lot of work. I mean, when you start a business, you don't have that time often. So sometimes it's just quicker to get money somewhere else. For sure, you need to do what you do. Both of us spent in general around 100,000 euro. That's what we could organize to found the company and to start building and to open it. That was the original plan, and that was the money we could afford. I mean, Rainer's a little bit older than me. He is long time, 10 years longer in business. So I think for him, it was a little bit more easy. And I needed to contact more very, very private. I think this is how you start. If somebody really wants to give you money, like your mom or your sister, and I think this is how it starts. I mean, but finally, I mean, especially because Le Lion was not really successful in the beginning, and we went over our budget quite a lot, like 50, 70, I don't know how much. I had to look in my papers, but I'm currently not in Hamburg. So originally we ended up after, I mean, you know, there's the day you open your business, but there's still coming some invoices. So we ended up round about in 300,000 euro, which we spent or we just lost through operations in the first months. And so finally there was a gap First of all, we decided in the beginning to give most as the money we wanted to do for the 200,000 euro, we want to give it as a loan. So you can give your limited yourself a loan so you can easily pay it out again when the business takes up. This failed, so we needed to give the loan to the company. So I couldn't get the money out anymore. So the money was stuck in the company because we made so much minus that everybody said, oh, you have to declare bankruptcy or you officially move the money now into the limited and don't get it back ever. I mean, except we sell it. So originally the plan was not to give so much money in the company and get it quicker back, but we have lost the first 100,000 into the company, each of us. And then we needed more money. And to be honest, I think this is what I can just recommend everybody. Whenever you start, even as a bartender, today, never forget, it's a small business, it's a small industry. Be kind, be nice, be reliable. So we started, for example, we did 10 years of restaurants before, and we had a few suppliers who supplied us, and we just talked to them and said, listen, it's getting strange, you know, you can trust us, but would it be okay to pay a few invoices maybe just in half a year? So we made things like 50,000-60,000 just from people who delivered us already for a long time. So, you know, they don't give that as a loan, but we just, you know, pushed the money every time. So it's a kind of loan. And if you have a good relationship to the people who deliver you, that works out at this point. So that was really, really kind from these people. And I was really thankful. And then, you know, I started because, you know, I started myself paying a really low salary. But I had already one kid and, you know, and we had a private life. And there was just expensive. Hamburg is an expensive city. So I privately, you know, lost everything I had. For example, I had to sell. I had a historical book collection. I really had lots of really, really cool cocktail books. And I had to sell all of them. I just ran out of money in between the first 2 or 3 years. I was private, totally bankrupt. It ended up really, I sold my cocktail books for 30,000-40,000 euro, but the value maybe was like 80,000-90,000, I don't know, 70,000, I don't know, but I sold lots of it. And because I just needed money to keep it running somehow, because I couldn't get so much money out of the company. And then we decided to... I personally started the credit card game. So because I had a good, you know, reputation with two or three banks, one in my hometown, two in Hamburg, one of my business. So I started to get every rare credit card with a limit of 5,000-6,000 euro. And then I just, you know, flipped it all the time. You know, I go all in 6 here. They want to charge it. I didn't have the money. I get the 6 from the another card because they charge every month on different dates. So that was easy to get another 10 or 15. It's a tricky game, but I just needed money to keep everything privately running. So it's nothing to recommend, but it was just, I think it's illegal, by the way. But it was just the fact how we, 10 years ago, how we did it to keep it running because I believed in it and it slowly, slowly, slowly picked up. So without the guys we worked long-term with who delivered us, we would have been broke, or we had really, really problems. And somehow we managed it. And after 3 years, we started to to become financially more independent. And today, 10 years after, I mean, we have a contract with a bank, so we can, our account can go to minus 50,000 at the moment. Because we just need this from time to time, especially in summer, because if there's the summer holiday, Le Lyon every month is going like 20,000 minus, 25,000 minus, because the business reduced to the half in these 2 months when the people go to holiday. But you know, all your stuff and all this, that is not reducing. And that's good, by the way. So then 5 years ago, we wanted to buy Boilerman and we decided we need around about 100,000 extra. In general, I think we spent for the Boilerman bar maybe 120, 130 in the beginning, but we needed 100,000 extra. And that was interesting. We had the money after 3 days. I just called 2 regulars and they were super cool. And each of them gave us, I think it was each of them 40,000. So we had 80,000. And then I teamed up with a company who delivered us. And they also gave us 20,000. So I had 100,000 after 3 days. And this is also, I think, something you have to do a reliable business. People start to trust you. And the cool thing, I mean, the guy who delivered us, I mean, he had definitely a personal interest. But the two regulars, I mean, we paid the loan and we paid some extra interests. But in general, it was just very nice of them. Cool business people, and they helped us. And that was a really cool feeling. And the good thing is, to be honest, Boilerman, but also Lulios, so our company picked up. And we had paid the 100,000 back after a little bit more than 1 year, I guess. So that was a really success story. Don't get me wrong, all the whole money was not only coming from Boilerman, but also from Lulios, the to pay back. But that was really cool to see how, you know, you can do the whole thing when you're established without a bank in a very short notice. And that was really interesting. And then like 2 or 3 years ago, we took over the first floor on top of Le Lion. We made it the Pine Room, which was another invest of 250 to 300,000. And we needed another, I had to look in my papers and I'm not in Hamburg. I think we needed like 120,000 euro extra. And you know what the coolest story of this is? Two employees gave us the money. How cool is that? Unbelievable. This is, I was like, boom. That was really, really cool. So we are still paying a little bit back. And it was originally three employees. I forgot that there was one we gave money quite quick back. Three employees gave us the money. And you know, when you have reached the level, I think there's so many laugh in this thing, it's unbelievable. And also you have a good feeling that you do something right if employees do that. So that was just something wonderful. So Pine Room is originally built on 100% love, I promise you, Don. So just as in conclusion, especially I think when you start business, no bank will give you the money. And often, you know, I think it's a little bit like in the startup world. No, don't get me wrong, that's maybe a little bit too much, but you know, sometimes I have the feeling that it's more about who will give me money than instead of how can I make a business. You know, startups is often about next founding round, getting the next million, getting this. But finally, the business is never making money. So you have to make sure for your brand, your idea, and you have to, if you're a nobody, or if you, I mean, we have been 10 years in the market, Rainer even longer, and nobody gave a shit, no bank. Today, it would be more easy. I guess today, banks would give us money. But today we even have stronger business partners who can give me more money. So I guess if we now plan a new bond, we need a 250,000. I guess we can organize it in 2 weeks without a bank. That is just guessing. I don't know. But it's just guessing because, you know, I mean, maybe when times change, recessions come, you never know. Things can change. So this will be gone. But in general, when you start a bar, I would say a bank often will not help you. And maybe it's just too much work to get this official money. Don't get me wrong, the other one is not unofficial, but maybe it's just, I mean, it's tricky to do business with family. It's tricky to do, to you know, rent money from somebody, but, you know, that's what you have to decide. But it worked out for us in a good way. And, but what you can see is you need to build a trust in your town or in your network, in your industry, and over the time, people will help you. For sure. I mean, also when you have the trust that people just say these guys will not fuck it up, I mean, then you are sure that you get your money back. But also, this is just something very important, especially when you work towards your first bar. Don't fuck that up. You have to be reliable for years. Otherwise, nobody will help you. I guess I wouldn't do. I wouldn't give money to, you know, and I don't do that. So this is something as a summarize, maybe. I guess banks still in our business will not help you. When you have reached a really national level and, you know, or, you know, become a really like a chain and everything is like, you know, big and organized and big business plans and big money. But this is then more like startup game and this is all about funding. But on a small business, you do it differently. But also today I would do it differently. But I mean, 10 years ago we just thought wrong. Today I would structure the company totally different. And I have to tell you, I will do this in another episode, because today that is too complex. But the fun fact is, for example, let's take Le Lion. We, at the end, we had like 250,000-300,000 euro. But the question is, did we really needed this? Maybe we could have a partner and we could just structure different limiteds. So one limited would be created just to fix the room and to create the room. And, you know, and this limited will then hire to me, because I am the young bartender having no money. But the investor then maybe gets a really cool bar, which is, you know, he will get a really cool rent from us. So I just have to make sure that my business works out and I can pay the rent, but I don't need maybe 200,000 euro to build the place. He will have that. It's all calculated. It's his company. So he will just create the room and rent it to me. And if I fail, he still has 100% of the bar and can rent it to somebody else. So today, and there's lots of things in that. So today I would just structure the business differently and create more companies. And also, I wouldn't take all the money. I would keep it, you know, 100% on the influence of the investor. So he's fine. I would create different structures to make sure that I just need less money. Because what I can promise as a young, successful bartender is I can work my asses off. Maybe I'm creative, you know, maybe I'm reliable. But the most thing we don't have is money. So we need to find a system to structure the business. And hopefully I will have find the time to talk about this a few times, because it can, there's different solutions. But from today's point of view, I would do it totally different. It was just a mistake 10 years ago to do it the easy way, just to build a company and do everything in the company and start it. This is how you normally think about it, but it's wrong. And maybe we can discuss this while having a drink at Le Lion, Don, whenever you come. I think next Thursday you come, and then we will have a glass of Bollinger, my friend. So, speak soon. I hope you all enjoyed it. By the way, there's an Entre Liqueur Facebook page, and there's www.entreliqueur.net. Check it out. Goodbye.